The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Yeah, talk about you can do it and changing the world. That's what our show is about. And life does change, and it changes for everybody. Especially our guest, or maybe let's put it this way, she was conscious of the fact that she needed to make a change. Even though her life looked amazing to the rest of the world. And so, as a way of introduction, we'll talk more about her specifics and the changes, but as a way of introduction, I thought it would be kind of cool to read her mission statement, actually right on her website of HE Organics. When HE Organics was established, she says, I was working full-time as an executive in pharmaceutical sales and raising three boys. My passion was to leave a legacy for my children, making a difference in their lives and the world. My middle son was born 2 months premature, spending endless days and nights in the neonatal unit. It was here that I met Dr. Paul Winchester, a renowned neonatologist and one of the most passionate physicians I had ever met. Through my love for fashion and the studies compiled by Dr. Winchester, it became my mission to bring a dream to life. As my middle son grew, he developed more and more allergies and eczema. Though not directly linked to chemicals placed on our cotton crops, the Environmental Protection Agency has shown through clinical studies that 7 out of the 14 pesticides and herbicides used on our fields to produce cotton are probable carcinogens. Now, actually, that's not to mention what other stuff is put on cotton after it's picked, and when it becomes clothes, and after the clothes are made. And that's my little addition to what I'm reading here. As a young child, she goes on to say, my grandmother had a sewing machine that she used to create Barbie clothes for my dolls. She also worked in a garment factory near our house. The owners of the factory closed their doors and opened a small alterations business. It's here, years later, where I began my dream to create a collection comfortable enough for raising a house full of growing boys, organic to help with the purification of our soils, yet chic enough to feel like a fashion-forward woman. Well, that's a tall order, and it looks like she's done it, and she's even doing it in a bigger way, and we'll find out exactly how that is when we hear her story when we come back. This is Filippo on Life Changes with Filippo. We'll be right back.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb and rob minerals from the body. Ionways ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an Ionways ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. Ionways Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, I am Filippo, and I, too, had two siblings. And so my mother had three boys, just like our guest today. And my mother also had a girl. So, you know, the four of us children obviously owe so much to our mother. And now we give back to our mother in the best way we know how. And one of the ways I know how is to share with my mother the kind of information that I like sharing with all of our friends here on the air and all of our friends in life. And I know Mark feels the same way, that this information is for everybody. And not everybody can hear it. And my mother is one of those people. She listens to me, and I give her so much credit for it, but she can't always hear me. And I think maybe it's, one, because I'm her son. Maybe it's because I'm a different generation. I'm a different culture. She was raised in a different country. I now live a completely different life than what she knows and understands. And so my world is very different from her world. So when I share something with her, or when I say our guest said or whatever, she tries, and I give her credit. But I have to say, I spent some time with my mother this weekend, and I heard her say that on TV, she heard somebody, and her words were, that was just like me, saying that this is an issue that she had. And my mother said that she herself recognized that she herself had the same issue. And she said, you know, that really helped me. And so now my mother is looking at that issue, which I wanted to help my mother look at for a while. But since I didn't look like my mother and act like my mother and didn't live in the same world as my mother probably thought I didn't understand it. Or maybe I didn't understand it. Or maybe I understood enough to know that it was an issue and I knew how I would deal with it, but not a person of her age or a person of where she comes from, etc. So I love this about our show, that we bring people from all walks of life on the show to talk about what they know and the issues they have or have had and how they have fixed them or healed them or how they've helped other people, et cetera, et cetera. And I love this about our guest, because our guest is a beautiful young woman. She's also a mother, and she's also very much into fashion. So she's saying, here's an issue, and here's what has happened, and here's what we could do about it, and here's what I did about it. And so other beautiful women out there can look at her, other mothers, young mothers can look at her and say, oh, there's a woman like me who has done this. You know, Mark, we've talked about this a lot, and I think this ties in really nicely. What do you think?
Well, it really does. I mean, these are the types of conversations that that we really want to have more of, rather than, you know, kind of those that have spoken so often. You get to a place to where a lot of people can't hear or don't want to open up. And they make the issues someone else's, right? It's easy to say, well, I've always done it this way and it's never affected me. You know, I've always eaten fast food and, you know, so what if it's made of wood pulp? And then all of a sudden you get that, you know, that doctor's report, and you reconsider what, you know, has always worked for you. And you know, more and more people are opening up to these types of changes or information and looking at them more clearly, I think.
Exactly. And, you know, it gave me the idea this weekend. I thought, wow, if I really want to help my mother, then let's have somebody like my mother on the show talking about, you know, the, some of these issues. And my mother can hear that. And so what we're doing. So let's bring, I'm like, bring it on. Who else can we have that's like, you know, the person over here or like the person way over there?
Well, it's common, right? It's about us. It's about life changing, and it's about people coming together to understand, you know, what their reality is and getting down to some of the basics. And I think that's what Heather has done so well in making her work her play and being a wonderful mother to her three and everything we're going to hear about tonight.
You know, actually, Mark, I've heard so many things about Heather from you directly, and then I got to spend some time with Heather, unfortunately, just on the phone, but hopefully one of these days in person. And it made me write what I wrote up on Facebook, a beautiful woman on the inside and outside, and now she's created a business that's beautiful on the inside and outside, and clothes that are beautiful on the inside and outside. So without further ado, let's bring on this beautiful woman who is the founder and designer of HE Organics. Heather, thank you for joining us on the phone.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I appreciate it. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you great. And
okay, good.
This is really special because you're a dedicated businesswoman and a dedicated single mother of three boys, one of whom is having a birthday this very day.
Yes.
So happy birthday to him, and thank you for taking the time with us to do this as well.
Well, you're welcome. He was excited to hear that I was going to be on a radio show, so he is he was happy to let me take the time to talk to you guys about what is my passion.
What's his name?
His name is Brock.
So Brock,
and
happy
he turned
birthday.
8 today.
Happy birthday. And this is also special because we know that the business is new. It's been on, you've had it up as a web store for a while, and it's been growing. And now it's going to be, as of this Friday, your very first brick and mortar store in Indiana. And this is your very first interview about the business altogether. So
that's correct.
So happy birthday to you too, in a sense.
Oh, thank you.
You know, how did your life change?
And how did it all just come about? Right?
Really?
I graduated from Indiana University. I'm from Indiana, a very small town, little farm town in Indiana called Shelbyville. And I went to Indiana University and graduated with a biology and a public health degree, and went to work for a medical company and sold heart stents and angioplasty balloons for a few years, and then went to pharmaceuticals for about 15 years after that. And I had my three boys during that time. And in 2002, my middle son was born 2 months premature. We spent quite a bit of time in the neonatal unit. And that is where I met Dr. Winchester. He is the director of Indiana University Neonatal Unit here in Indianapolis. And that is where the passion to understand how to grow and develop a healthy child, even under adversity. And it was a challenge when he became 3 and had all of these allergies and underlying dermatitis, eczema, things that I couldn't control as a parent, which makes it very difficult to see your child suffering from, you know, different things that are, you know, come from things that we put on our bodies, actually, mm-hmm. or that we ingest internally, as I find out through a lot of research and reading a lot of materials from our Environmental Protection Agency and also from doctors like Dr. Winchester. So it changed my life very quickly.
Yeah. And I know that you've had a lot of other changes all at the same time. And it's just amazing that that you're here having this conversation on the verge of, you know, this beautiful business just really blossoming. So I want to talk about that beautiful business and why and how and all of that. As soon as we come back, we're talking to Heather Murphy of HE Organics here on Life Changes with Filippo. And we'll be talking more with her here on the BBS Radio Network when we come back.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeitel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
It is, and this is Filippo, and we're talking to Heather Murphy. And to look at her, she has looks like she has lived the privileged life and now is helping other women feel good about themselves and their bodies, and by making beautiful clothes that have great ingredients in the clothes. But when you find out that she was sexually abused in kindergarten, that she grew up with a very critical mother, that she entered into a marriage at a very, very young age, that she had three children and then her marriage collapsed and she looked at herself as a failure, all of a sudden things don't look like maybe they were so easy for her. And one of the most beautiful things I think I've ever heard anybody say is that she looked inside herself, saw that she was broken, but decided that she was stronger than the brokenness inside. Where does that come from, Heather?
It comes from my faith in God and Christ that, that at one point during the whole transition of having children or even children with illnesses that, you know, you feel like you failed or you couldn't overcome adversarial or contentious environmental space of a difficult marriage and, a work that I was not fully in belief of all their mottos and intentions of pharmaceuticals, which is a whole nother program, but at the same time, recognizing that something's got to change, and I had to die to myself to get the strength back to be able to do something that I was passionate about, which was to find out why my son was having all of these problems and if there was anything that I could do to help. And as I did my research, I found that pesticides and herbicides on our cotton fields in the United States here are carcinogenic, and the effects that it has here in Indiana on just farmland, and the birth defects that are shown in the clinical studies, that we do nothing about changing the amount of chemicals that we are allowed in the United States to put on our land that are harming our children. And that really drove the passion. It was more about the process into the fabrics, into our environment, that brought about the clothes themselves. So I grew up in Shelbyville, which I had said earlier, and there was a garment factory there, and I made doll clothes when I was little with my grandmother. And the owners of that garment factory closed, but they have a seamstress shop there. And I went to them, and we just started designing and developing and patterns. And now through all of that, I have a manufacturer in Maryland. So I was very excited to bring what I believed very difficult, being a biology major, into a designer. So it was a pretty cool transition.
And from an executive with a large pharmaceutical corporation, on top of all that. So there's obviously a problem with the land being abused with all of this stuff, and then the us ingesting stuff from the runoff, et cetera, and children especially who are more susceptible. But then the cotton grows in this environment, and it's already got stuff in it that we, carcinogens, basically, that aren't good for us. And then we turn that into clothes, right? And then we put other stuff in it, and then we wear it thinking we're doing good.
Yes, that's exactly right. The actual pesticides and herbicides that are used, you know, erode our soils and contaminate our water, contaminate our environment and air. And the Environmental Protection Agency have plenty of studies out there that show the effects of this. And Dr. Winchester has compilated 12 years of studies that showed a lot of the defects of children who are born during the summer months, that the pesticides and herbicides are 700 times at any other time of the year. And so I noticed some fabrics that were on my son during the winter months that would just really irritate his skin, and then he would get staph infection in his skin. Then we had to do steroids and the whole pharmaceutical gamut to get rid of these things. And when I started making the changes to organic, pesticide and herbicide free products, and started putting the organic fibers on his skin, it made a huge difference. And so I decided to make my own line. And also, if I was going to make him clothes, I was going to make everybody clothes. So I started making clothes for myself, went into a mall, and one of the most prominent malls here in Indiana, and two stores just in the same day, one of them was Grace Boutique, decided to debut me there. Right. And I sold out within 3 weeks of them collecting my collection, or getting my collection. And so it just kind of grew from there. It was called Grace Boutique, and now it's called Faith Boutique. And I don't own it, but I was a wholesaler there, and that was about 3 years ago. And now I've grown to be able to have a website and now a brick-and-mortar store. So it's very exciting. It's people who wear it don't just want to wear it one piece, they want all the collection, so that's exciting too. It's comfortable and chic enough that I could still look not just like a soccer mom, that I could actually feel good about walking in and looking different and feeling different and knowing it's healthier for myself and my kids.
You know, of course, there's nothing wrong with looking like a soccer mom, especially since you are one. But
I am. I'm also a soccer mom coach.
There thankfully are some t-shirts available that are organic out there in the world, and we're starting to see some of that. But I have never seen clothes that look this chic for women that are 100% organic. So this is very cool and exciting.
Well, thank you.
And I see that in the future there will be also clothes for men. So I look forward to that. And what I'm hoping also here, Heather, is that others will be inspired and see that it is not only possible but time for this, and that they will design as well, so that there will be other styles for people that are larger and this and that, unless you plan on taking it all on.
Well, there's only one of us, so I'm not sure, but I know that I remind myself that I can do all things through my self-talk, and through the Holy Spirit gives us strength to move mountains. And I feel that that is how people come through adversity, is through all of that. And that's exactly what I've had to do every single day.
You know, Heather, like I was talking about at the beginning of the show about my mom being able to hear another lady more her age, etc., I'm reminded of a previous show that we had where a mom saw that her son was reacting to something that he was eating. And that was Robin O'Brien, who then went on to write the book, The Unhealthy Truth, and talked about and goes around telling mothers, especially, watch what your children are putting in their mouth. And here now we're talking to a mother who also, because of issues that her child had, you're talking to, starting with our show, talking to women and mothers and fathers, everybody, saying, watch what children, especially for starters, are putting on their body.
I think it connects together, because not only what you put on your body, but you're breathing it and you're drinking the water that the chemicals from the pesticides and herbicides on these farmlands, that I think it's all integrated. And any kind of skin irritations and things like that, a lot of times too, are from inward out. So I think it's a compilation of all of it, and it's integrated all as one. So if we're going to do something about it, then we should do something about all of it.
I like it. Well, we're going to want to learn more what we can do and how we can help you and help ourselves within our own communities, along with, for the women that can, buying your clothes and looking wonderful in them and feeling wonderful as well, how we get to be a little bit more conscious when we come back. We're talking to Heather Murphy of HE Organics, and if you want to go see the website that we're talking about and the clothes, you go to heorganics.com, just as it sounds, heorganics.com. And we'll be right back here on Life Changes with Filippo with Heather Murphy.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's the little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow.
The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and this is Life Changes with Filippo, and we're here with Mark and Heather Murphy of HE Organics. And this is quite inspirational, actually, because here is somebody who you do not think would have the time to even think about doing anything other than what she was doing, which was being an executive at one of the largest pharmaceuticals in the world, if not one of the largest companies in the world, for that matter, and also a mother of three boys. And she was married at the time, and worse, then started going through a divorce, so emotions and all that stuff. And here she is saying, we got to do something about this, and she does it. And what she did was create HE Organics. You can learn about it at heorganics.com. And Heather, I know so many people can listen to this and say, well, sure, she could do it because, and come up with all kinds of excuses. But the truth is that everybody can do something, right? Because you did.
Yes, I do believe that. I think that one thing as a mother, I was working full time, like you said, as an executive for Merck Pharmaceuticals, and I resigned in a year ago as I was going through a divorce, and I really thought in my heart of hearts, what am I going to do now? I quit my job. I'm going through a divorce. Can I really do this? And it took a lot of faith and strength to say, yes, I can. And it is my passion to bring education. It's not necessarily about the clothes, but it's the education and the knowledge to inspire people to do something, to recognize that we are putting tons and tons of chemicals on our farmlands in the United States. And the one way that we can bring awareness is by buying organic foods and clothing and taking out the chemicals. Organic means not just natural fibers. Natural fibers are wood and cotton and stuff like that. But organic really means that it's harvested, it's cropped, it's farmed, and it is picked and sewn together without any pesticides or herbicides, which contain probable causes of carcinogens, which causes childhood leukemias and cancers and skin diseases. And so it is my hope that people are aware and become more aware to sustain our environment and to really try something different and add to the organic industry by just buying organic. And as a woman who loves fashion, I wanted something fashion forward and yet comfortable and chic enough that I could wear to soccer games and basketball games for my three boys. And I put my mind to it and one step in front of the other. And here we are. I have a website and opening up a retail store here in Bloomington, Indiana. And I'm really excited about the changes that I've made in the last couple years.
Well, I can't wait to see this store on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, California. Heather, I know that, like many people, I haven't been able to afford some of the organics because whether it be food or clothes, especially, I've said to myself, well, at least do as many of the foods as I can. But the clothes, there's been very few and far between clothes out there to wear. And thankfully you're here now, but I've been doing this, like stuff that I wear to bed or around the house. So the majority of the time, or stuff that I wear underneath my other clothes, like a t-shirt or something, I've been trying to do as much organics, and that's a good start, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think, it's hard, as a mother, a single mother of three, to say I can be radical about everything and I can do all things, like buy all organic, afford organic, but I can't. I absolutely can't. So you do what you can. I always say the glass is half full. It's never full all the way. And I say the same thing about organic chemicals. We don't have to put we don't have to fill the glass with chemicals. So let's just do as much as we can to try to help improve our environment, because if we all do one thing, it is makes a huge difference. And if you really think about it, if that's the way, you know, the economics work in your brain, it is way less expensive to go to the hospital than to buy an organic fabric or organic food. So I look at it that way. What is all the angles? So do everything that you can, you know, as small as you can or as big as you can, one step at a time.
And, you know, I just thought of something. This is the season where a lot of people like to give gifts. And if I have a whole thing on that, whether I think people should be doing that anyway, but or at least going crazy with it, getting radical, as you would say. But since this is the season, like if they're going to buy something for somebody, why not buy something organic? And at least they'll have one piece, and that'll start something.
There is a jacket that is very, it's a wrap jacket. I wear it around the house as a robe. I wear it out. I just wore it tonight with my tights and rubber boots it's pouring down raining here in Indiana. And that is my most popular piece. It's just a French Terry wrap jacket. It's 100% organic certified here in the United States, which means it was farmed and woven and made and sold here in the United States. So all American made, and which is a great piece to have. And I usually have customers who are loyal and buy more than one piece because it is so comfortable. And one thing about sustainable cottons, they never lose their color. They're saturated. They stay saturated. Blacks are black always.
Heather, is that the one I'm seeing on the website on the main page, the one in black?
On the main page, let's see. Oh, that's organic silk on the main page.
Really?
Yes, it's black. Wow. It's an organic woven silk. You can go to my Facebook page, mm-hmm. and also on my personal page, and all the clothes are there. The new collection will be up and running by the time we open the store, and these are some of the clothes that I had taken to the Oscars gifting suite. I was invited by my nonprofit organization, Fashion Hope, to go out there and help promote Fashion Hope and HU Organics. And I had several celebrities asked to wear some of my clothes on movie premieres. So that was really exciting too. But there's a lot of pictures on my Facebook page. You can email me through my contact information at heorganics.com. You can go on my Facebook page and message me. There's also a phone number on contact, and I can take care of things then. I can send you pictures and stuff. But then also the website will also have the clothes and my store site by this Friday. We're going to be opening.
Very exciting, and I want to remind everybody to be patient, because there is one of her, at least for now, until she clones herself, and she has a lot more people working for her, that be patient if she doesn't get back to you right away. And how do we get to your Facebook pages? Give us all the information on that.
It's just capital H dot capital E dot organics. Okay. And that's the Facebook page.
On Facebook.
And HE is a, the parent name is Halo Expressions LLC. That's the corporation. And I wanted an acronym for God. And so HE, Organics was my thought process behind that.
I had a feeling. I did, and I was going to ask you earlier when we spoke, and I thought, if I don't know for sure, I better not ask on the show. And
absolutely. My faith has really got me through everything that I've accomplished.
Well, I like some of the mottos you used. You said you were working for a company whose mottos you no longer resonated with, or however it was that you said it. And I've been resonating with your mottos, actually, all of them. Here are a couple. If better is possible, then good is not enough. of course, be the change that you want to see in the world, Gandhi. We know that one. We've used it on the show many, many times. And then you use low impact dyes, and you say that the clothes are made in the U.S. and they are divine.
Yes. Well, that is the culture that I'm trying to cultivate here. My motto really is purify our earth while replenishing your soul. Purify and replenish.
And
my children's clothing line is be planted in a child's life.
Wow. That's very cool. And I want to read one more, and you can talk to this if you want. The more we nourish our bodies and culture through organic products, the more we can harness the energy to purify our planet.
Absolutely. I'm very much about the less carcinogens we can put in our environment that erode and our earth, that the energy that we get from our planet and each other, that it really does harness inside of us and gives us the energy to move forward on whatever it is we're trying to accomplish. I told you earlier, I love positive psychology. My positive psychology is reading scripture and reiterating that most men in scripture weren't perfect except for Christ. But at the same time, everybody still moved forward under a bigger umbrella that God gave us strength to do whatever we set our minds to. So I just constantly think about, I can do this even though I'm not perfect. So I think that exemplifies the energy that exudes inside of me and has created the HE Organics. So
it exemplifies very well, Heather. And it's a personal pet peeve of mine that in the past, our leaders, kind of like you said, have made their mistakes and haven't owned up to them or come across as if their shit don't stink. And here you stand in front of us here on the show saying, yes, you know, I'm doing my best. I'm not perfect. And this is what I have to offer at the moment. And to me, that's exemplary. And also, that's the kind of leader I want. And I'm hoping that you'll lead in this industry.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for being on with us, for doing what you're doing. And I thank Mark, who I know is on with us, who brought us all together.
Thank you, Mark.
I'm glad to have you on the show. It's, your sincerity rings true, and hopefully you'll be able to keep opening these stores, and we'll see that brand in male, female, kids, and all around the world.
Thank you.
Okay, well, happy first interview, and may this be the first of many exciting interviews about this new mission of yours. And again, happy birthday to your son, and we look forward to connecting again after your store has opened up, and we get to hear how big it is and how everything is. It's very exciting.
All right, thank you. You guys have a great night.
All right, take care. Talk soon. That's Heather Murphy of HE Organics, and we'll be back here on Life Changes with Filippo for our producer's wrap with Mark Leisure after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Well, we're back, and this is the Producer's Wrap with Mark Legere and I here after a really sweet and inspirational interview, I would say, with Heather Murphy. Wouldn't you say, Mark?
Absolutely. I mean, we all kind of go through the ups and downs of life, and we find excuses, you know, why not to do things. And there's always plenty of excuses. And it's neat to have these kind of conversations, and hopefully we'll be able to have a lot more of them for the people that are overcoming those excuses and enjoying the doing and making it happen and taking the steps to kind of get out of the habit of this is the way we've always done it, or those are the way, you know, the clothes I always used to wear, or whatever the case may be, and actually just owning the information that we now know so they can better the lives of, you know, their family and those around them.
Well, you know, it's interesting. If we're talking about the older generation that might say this is how, you know, we just wore clothes. Well, excuse me, the clothes you wore back then, they were organic.
Yeah, that's a very good point too. And not a lot of, you know, that's one of the areas where that doesn't really apply. Because and even, you know, I was thinking about that when we were talking about the other aspects of organic farming and things of that nature. You know, it's really only been the last 20, 30 years that processing, you know, the industrialized, nations, that process has taken over. So yeah, way back when they picked, you know, cotton and whatnot. And of course, that's a whole different show.
Right.
But still actually wearing those garments was organic. So you get into this place where the plastics and the petroleum products, and that's the irony behind that whole movement is it was driven by the petroleum companies, and it's called the Green Movement. Mm. All the textiles, all this, it changed the way we farm. It changed the way, you know, it endorsed and brought forward the petroleum-based pesticides. It created genetically modified engineered crops so that they could sustain the very pesticides the same companies make. There's a huge industry that doesn't necessarily want this discussion.
True. It's interesting. I liked how Heather was talking about the things they put into the soil, into cotton, because it's the what goes into this. And I've often thought that I'd love for my clothes to have an ingredients list. Like what's in these clothes? What was put in here when it was grown and what was put in here when it was sewn?
Well, and it's funny, I was thinking about that also while she was talking. You have that moment of kind of denial where it's like, it's just clothes. I'm just putting it on. If I'm not seeing evidence of, irritation or something like that, then I'm sure it's fine. But have you ever stood in when the sunlight's coming through the windows in the morning and you could see every particle of dust in the air? And suddenly, what you're breathing, makes a little bit more sense to you, or you want to know what that is? Well, you shake out a piece of clothing, you see the dust come off it, or the fibers. So that plastic, that nylon, those toxins are being ingested every time you move because you're breathing in the air around you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't want to overwhelm anybody, but I've given a lot of thought to this kind of stuff. And I think about the sheets I sleep in and the comforters and the bed pillow itself and all that stuff that, what is in all of that stuff that I'm breathing. And I will say this, one thing that I know, and it's sad, but at least it helps, is that when you buy clothes, wash them first. And it's sad because it takes out that nice starchy, but it also helps take out a few of those things you don't want in there.
Yeah, no question. And then you have the packaging and, it just goes on and on in terms of how deep the processing, goes. So it's great to see what Heather has done and how committed she is to it, despite certainly having plenty of other things to tackle with her three boys and everything else in her life. So a wonderful example to mothers and business women around the country and around the world.
Well, Mark, we've often talked, you and I and Dorothy, about helping people who haven't had a voice yet to put out their information or their products or their message, their learnings, et cetera, et cetera. And this being her first interview, first of all, it was great. I mean, no one would have known if we hadn't said it, but I say it because it's actually very special. And I'm very proud that we're doing this and that we're supporting her in this way and others.
Agreed.
So with that, I thank her for her courage and all to stand up and do this and everything that she's doing. And of course, thank Dorothy, our producer, and you, Mark, our producer and co-host as well. All of you listening, our engineer, Seth Hendrick, and I am Filippo Voltaggio saying, as life changes for you as well, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.